Hey, good morning, good evening, or whatever is happening at your end. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening.
See, because when you have millions and millions,
dude, why do you do this? Why do you?
Let me finish my sentence.
I was talking. I started the podcast.
Can you let me finish?
Dude, you are such a girl, dude. I shouldn't really say that. We are living in sensitive times right now.
Yeah, that's
will be labeled.
That's
right.
All,
okay, we're starting this all over again.
That's all, Salah. I have no problem with girls.
I should really.
When you're listening, when you know millions and millions.
I didn't really mean girls. You know.
So you're interrupting.
You know what I mean, right? It was more of that.
Less. You're just.
Society. It was. It's like it's been. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, I think you've saved your butt enough. Yeah. So yeah, as I was telling to Salah, that you know. Because we have so many listeners, you know, different time zones. And yeah, that can count. Anyways, welcome to the Mohi and Salah podcast. Today is 21st June. We'll probably be putting this out like tomorrow or day after. How was your Eid? Was it good? Did you guys have fun? Did you have lots of Eid? No? Well, that's probably because you've grown up now. And you don't get Eid. So Murtala, I'm sorry. Salah. How was your Eid, by the way?
It's weird. I don't know how do you expect them to tell you how is their Eid, Mohi?
You think Bill Burr does that too? He says such a...
Mohi, that's Bill Burr. You don't understand.
Well, I have a good...
That's Professor Bill Burr.
I'm aiming for someone high. But no, you know, people can let us know by through comments and everything. So we, you tell me, how was your Eid, by the way?
My Eid was okay. It was hectic as always. Guests were over, and yeah, I didn't sleep at all, like for the first 2 days, I guess.
Uh-huh. I see. I hope. Kya kehte hain, the volume is. And I hope. Have you ever recorded this far? Is this?
I have not. We are recording on this application, which is called Anchor, for the first time.
Yeah, you guys should look it up. But
why should they look it up?
I don't know.
Are you doing?
If they want to talk,
you're screwing it up.
If they want to talk,
you're
to
screwing
their,
the entire thing up.
Yeah, if they want to talk to their phones, you know, when they're feeling alone at night.
Anyways, this is coming from a dark place.
I know.
Shut that door down.
I meant to.
You don't want that outside. Don't want your laundry to be outside.
I went too real. I went too real. But so my Eid was good, man. I mean, I didn't do anything.
I didn't ask how was your Eid.
I don't care. But my Eid was good. I'm sure.
I'm glad to know your Eid was good. Alhamdulillah.
No, you're not.
no, you're not. I'm trying to be nice, brother.
No, you're not. But no, my Eid was good.
Le liya na phone mujhse. Have to.
No, I'm just trying to see. Is it recording these
waves? It is recording. That's.
All right.
Means it's recording, Mohi.
Do you want to press cancel and see if it's recording? Like, see here how the volume levels are? It's only 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right, okay. So, if we come back, you know, let's see if we come back. And we're back! This is awesome. You can actually record. You can stop the, pause the recording.
How sad this is, Mohi. We're doing, like, we sort of have a podcast show going on. And we are not even familiar with the application that we're using.
See,
we're like practicing, like checking it out right now, while we're doing our fourth episode.
See, the thing is, in life, you know, there's lots of trials and errors, you know, and we are not ashamed to admit that, you know, people, you learn, you know, you experiment, you learn, and you take risks. I like how I am trying to give a philosophical lecture just by trying to make an analogy about how we are checking out our podcast by stopping the recording. But anyways, I think people like that. People like our unpredictability. Yeah, can you turn off your... Okay, that's my WhatsApp. I'm sorry. Can you just hold on? One sec. I'll be back, guys.
Great professionalism, bro, Saab.
Yes.
Great professionalism.
One second. All right. Now, it was someone unimportant. Okay.
What? Nobody needs to know, Mohi. Nobody wants to know that.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you, dude? I'm the one who's sick and you're acting all...
Anyways. So, 21st June and it's a Thursday night and...
this green tea is cold, but it's still good because it's without sugar and that's how I like it.
I made a green tea.
Did you make it?
Well, I did not make
it. Did you make it?
I had it made.
for Murtaza. It's jasmine tea,
so
by the way.
Tell me one thing, Mohit.
Yes, sure.
Since how long have you been had? Have you had this habit of taking credit from everybody?
Oh, it just all started when I started hanging out with you. Burn.
Is that a burn, Mohit? That's so
Hadouken.
That is so lame.
Hadouken. That's not. That's not. That
is, yeah. What is up with you?
I don't know.
That was right. Right now, we hung out right now. Yeah, you were right.
I know.
What happened to you?
I don't know.
You went downstairs, you went to the restroom, and everything changed since then.
No, this is when I haven't been to the restroom for a very long time.
I want to share...
Conceal, don't feel... Okay, nice. Stop it. I need to stop. Anyway, you're saying something.
I want to share this viewpoint of Mohi. I was just speaking to Mohi right now.
Please don't embarrass me.
And I was like, Mohi, your rooftop has like all these equipments. You know, you can lift some weight. Not heavyweight, but lightweight. And then he goes like, listen, I want to be fit, but I just don't want to lift weight.
That's exactly how I talk. That's how my voice is. I don't want to be fit. For some reason, I sound like a 40-year-old middle-class Pakistani.
So in your head, you think you do not sound like that? You actually do sound like that.
No, I sound...
How old are you?
Okay, you know what? I'll have you know that I was born in the 19th century. All right? I'm not that old. Okay? I just got my senior citizen's registration card made.
You're not old.
Now you're just saying that to... You're just saying that.
Yeah, I know.
You're just saying that to not hurt my feelings. It's fine. No, it's fine. The damage has been done.
Yeah, Mohi, you're jawan right now, brother.
You're not old.
Dude, it's okay.
Yaar abhi aap bahut jawan ho aur abhi bahut jo hai aap jo hai
aap bahut are Urdu aa gayi.
I'm trying to fix this thing right now.
But anyways, now that we've wasted almost 7 minutes of people's valuable time. And by waste, I mean enlighten your mind. Because see, this is what this podcast is all about.
Don't.
Say it with me, Murtaza. Say it with me.
I hate it.
Say it with me.
I hate it.
You know you're going to say it.
I hate this punchline of yours.
All right.
This does not make sense. Why do you keep
saying
it?
Can I just say it?
Don't say it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to punch you in the balls.
By the way, this is our fourth edition.
This is the fourth episode, yes.
Yeah.
This is our fourth episode.
The Mohi and Sala podcast.
Yes.
So, we are either gonna, you know, waste your time or enlighten your mind. Oh my God, that's an amazing line, isn't it? That should be our tagline. That is our tagline.
How do you sleep at night?
I sleep very comfortably. I sleep very comfortably with my... I don't have a teddy bear.
I'm not gonna be surprised if you do.
No, it's fine, man.
It's fine, it's totally fine. I mean, it's I respect your choices.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Despite, like, whatever you choose. And I do know what you choose.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Me and Zen, we do know what you are into and stuff. Like, sure. Why am I saying this?
I don't know. I don't know why are you saying that.
Well, I'm so not feeling good after the meal I had.
Well, now that people have...
I feel horrible.
Yeah, what...
You know, it's like one of those days when you have a cheat meal and you so want to have that cheat meal, but after when you're like full, you just feel... You hate everything around you. You don't want to move. You're filled... And you're filled till your neck, and it's just the feeling that you want to throw up, but then again, you can't throw up because the stuff is in your system now. Because when you don't eat, when you eat healthy for the longest period of time, and you put something non-healthy in it, your body. I don't know. I'm just talking out of my body.
What exactly did you have?
It was a Zinger, it was a double patty burger.
And how long has it been since you had one?
A double patty burger?
Yeah.
It's been a while. Last time we had it at Golden Chick, right?
Yeah, Golden Chick at Seaview, yeah.
But that was not that heavy. This one was very heavy. This one was like
Linkin Park heavy?
Linkin Park heavy. Don't joke about that. I respect Chester.
No, what? No. I'm not disrespecting. Okay, this happens with me sometimes.
It's been happening with him for about 2 years now.
Okay, this. All right. You don't do that.
The ratio between happening to me and you is far, far apart, brother.
Stop talking.
With you, it's like 30%.
Oh, shut up, Dorito. Shut up.
That's actually, if anybody who knows Italian.
Oh my God.
Would love to tell you how it's pronounced.
It's
you know what it's like? This is like Jordan Slansky. Do you know Jordan Slansky?
Yes.
like he's obsessed with Italy. Yeah. He has nothing to do with Italy, but he's just obsessed with it.
Anyone who sees the Conan O'Brien's show, to Jordan, Jordan Schlansky, I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. He's a side character. He's a side character, and he's
a producer, but he has become a side character.
Yeah, he's a producer on the show, but you know he's become a recurring. Who by the way, Conan all mocks him
so much.
We both, you love Conan, right?
I love Conan.
We both love Conan, and his comedy and his content is very, it's good. It's not ha 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 hilarious, but it's very thoughtful, you know. And especially it's very different. Especially his bits with the bits he does with Jordan. It's amazing.
They recently went to Italy, right?
Yes. Yeah. Have you seen those episodes?
Yeah, I've seen a few. By the way, I saw that. Anyone who haven't, just go to YouTube and write Conan in Italy. Just see those clips. They're hilarious, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And just go and see the clip where Jordan is. See how much he's like dedicated and sophisticated about Italy because he's upset because he likes it. You know, if you're pronouncing a word, it's like Arabic. I pronounce your name the way it is supposed to be pronounced, and you get an itch in your bum. I don't know why, but I tell you that's how you're supposed to call it.
Okay. On that note, okay. So my name is Mohi. Salah, how do you say
now
my name?
Now you're just bullying me.
No, this is not bullying me.
You're bullying me.
No, this is bullying. Oh, now this is bullying, really? Okay, so Salah, how do you say my name?
How am I gonna say it?
Come on, man.
Educate the people. Educate our millions and millions of listeners.
You're putting me on the spot.
No.
I'm not, no.
You just have to
speak your mother tongue. Or is it your mother tongue? Dun, dun, dun.
How do you say it? Come on.
Okay, it said Muhyiddin.
Ah! Okay. One more time. Replay action.
Replay action.
Muhyiddin, alright? If you... It's your... you can't say it.
Muhyiddin. United Arab Emirates.
Don't throw in my phone. Please. Don't throw in my phone. I have to go home with that.
Middle Eastern. Lebanon. Turkish cuisine.
Turkish. How come Turkish?
I'm just naming countries.
Turkish. How come Turkish is Arabic?
Turkish is part of Middle Eastern. I didn't say Arabic.
It's not part of Middle Eastern.
Oh, come on. It is part of the Middle East. Oh, you want to say... So you're saying... Okay.
It's European.
So you're saying Turkey... Well, see, that Turkey is famous for... Turkey is famous for that. It's called... I don't know if you're aware of this. It's called the gateway to Europe. Yeah.
Because Istanbul comes out.
Yeah, but it's also considered a part of Middle East. It's considered a part of both, actually, to be honest.
I didn't know that.
But you can... We can... let's ask the people.
I don't think we're on the stage that we can ask stuff.
Why do you talk like that? Do you not know? Why are you... come on.
Millions and millions, right?
Oh, there my God, he said it. I'm going to sleep well at tonight.
I hate it so much when you just... When you your abs come... Your skin, on your skinny fat body, you get these abs out of nowhere. And they're just... It's weird, man.
But thank you for complimenting me, skinny fat. I appreciate that. Anyways, so Eid is done, and
yeah,
कसम से.
नहीं यार,
कसम.
Eid is done.
Yeah.
मतलब it's done.
Nah, मैंने मालूम किया उसे पूछा था, are you done?
It's getting named now.
Anyways, so yeah, man. So 21st is it, and by the way, summer. Do you know about this summer? I don't know if I'm saying it right. The longest day of the year. It's called summer solstice. Am I saying that right? Have you heard of it?
I have heard of it.
Yeah, so I think अभी आने वाला है. जैसे 7:30 पे हमारे यहाँ the sun is gonna set. That's gonna be the longest day of the year.
I will. You do realize that the longest day, the difference is like for 2 or 3 minutes or 5 minutes max.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm aware of that. Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Much, you know, bigger of a deal.
Yeah. So,
by the way, before the last time we did the podcast, a major thing is happening in the world right now, FIFA World Cup. And which, by the way, it's happening in Russia of all places.
Russia.
Yeah, I mean, Russia has been on the receiving end of a lot of political, what should we say, sidelining? I think they've had sanctions on them too, right?
I think they have not, the US has not implemented it, but yeah, Russia was under pressure for the killing of that for the agent who was in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, I remember Theresa May also spoke very strongly against that. She said
they went all ballistic on that.
They said that they have proof, like it's conclusive evidence that Russia has banned.
The funny part is the proof is like this is. I don't know when did this.
Okay,
when did this?
Let's add some context to this. Tell the people what exactly happened. Like what happened in UK.
What happened was, I think there was this Soviet Union ex spy who was
affected.
No, I'm telling the story, right?
Yeah.
Before that, you need to tell them who that guy was.
All right.
He was living under asylum in the United in the UK, and he was poisoned by sarin gas. I don't know, some gas, and apparently that gas is only available in Russia. Now, the UK went all ballistic on that, that, you know, the Russians did this and blah, 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 and they're the bad guys, and they're acting like Trump, or basically the United States. When the United States tell you, okay, we have evidence for attacking Syria, that they have attacked, you know, I'm just giving you an open example. We have evidence against Bashar, against anybody, but they'll never show you the evidence. They'll never come out and tell you, okay, these are the reasons and these are the facts behind the attack that we launched. Just like that, Theresa May, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, did not show any evidence. She just kept on screaming on her top of her lungs, and she was like, oh yeah, these guys, it was Russia behind it, but they never showed any evidence. Mm-hmm. And they tried to side play Russia in the Security Council, I guess, in the United Nations. But I think they were not able to.
I think they also called some diplomats, so right?
Oh, they did. But they were not successful.
I think Russia has been on the receiving end ever since they annexed Crimea, right? Back in 2000, I think that was 14 or 15, right? They annexed Crimea from Ukraine.
No, it's before that. The conflict actually, Russia started to be the bad guy when Russia started.
Well, Russia has always been the bad guy for the West.
Yeah, well, after the Soviet thing, after the Soviet Union, like
the fall of the US, Soviet Union,
when it cracked down, it was pretty sober. You know, Russia used to be the guy who used to be like, "Do not screw with me. You know, I'm not going to screw with you. Just don't screw with me as well. You know, let me live the way I want to live." And Russia has been living like a lone survivor from that point. After the Syria incident happened, when Russia decided to help Bashar al-Assad with the entire airstrike and the entire episode started.
The fight against ISIS.
That's when the US and the Western allies crapped their pants. Because they were, dude, this is a huge discussion. But the long story short, what happened is that they started to become the bad people at that time.
Right.
And the West started disliking Russia from that point.
So, coming back to the FIFA World Cup, so this, I was thinking...
We went from World Cup to Russia dropping bombs.
Exactly.
How? Dude. Yeah. But see, my point was that now that the World Cup is happening, I remember watching the opening ceremony. And did you see the opening ceremony?
Before that, I wanna ask Mui something. How many times do you watch football in a year?
Oh, I watch it after every 4 years.
You're one of those who stay up in the night just to watch the World Cup?
Yeah, no, actually I'm like a bear who goes in hibernation when it comes to football for like 4 years, and after 4 years I'm like, yeah! Oh yeah, World Cup, yeah! Muy hard, how many teams are playing? I don't know!
Yaar, ye jo hai na, ye tumhare jaise log hi hote hain, dude, something happened 2 days ago. I don't know how come I did not tell you this. This was so funny. It was actually something we spoke about, but it happened to me for real. You do like know that I have a shirt has a
I remember polo shirt, right?
Yeah, polo shirt has an Italian flag on it. So I was wearing that shirt, and I was going I was in a mall, and I was like buying grocery and stuff. And this dude who passes by me, and he goes like, "Ecto, I don't like this, but I get mistaken of being not from around here most of the times." And the dude goes like, "You're supporting Italy, right?" And for a second I was like, is he like screwing with me or something? And I went like, "Italy's not playing in the World Cup." "Oh, you're supporting Italy, right? Italy's gonna win." And he just walked off.
Oh.
I was like, okay, all right, brother. If you're happy, I'm happy for you.
He was just trying to, you know, have a small talk, yeah, like a moment. So he can tell his family, yeah, he talked to a foreigner.
I was trying to be so nice with him. I was like, but Italy's not playing this time. And he was like, oh, you're supporting Italy, right? I was like, yeah, let's go.
Was there like a language barrier? He wasn't like, did he, was, did you think he was able to understand you when you said, okay?
I think he did not understand. He did not understand what I said. Okay. But yeah, it was one of the funniest things ever. We were thinking about this, doing a skit.
Yeah.
A skit, something.
We might do it. People who haven't listened to this, we might pull it off. Let's see if we have time. Because I think a lot of people don't realize, like people like me who watch it after every 4 years.
Yeah, it's people like Mohit.
It's people.
There you go.
People. Anyways, people like me. Yes, Mamurta.
It's people like Mohit who actually think ye World Cup bhi Italy jeetega.
Yeah.
But thankfully, I knew this time that Italy's not playing, and we thought of doing this. I can guarantee you right now.
You're not supposed to tell them what the skit is, right?
Right. Well, yeah. I think we've made it pretty obvious, though. But anyways, coming back to it, I was saying that, you know, Russia hosting the World Cup is, in a way, really hurting the West in the nether regions. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of those things.
In the Netherlands.
I want to be as civil as possible in the bum. Let's just go. That's how far I'm willing to go.
Netherlands is much more fancy.
Yeah. By the way, I think Holland is also not. I'm not sure. I haven't seen Holland.
They were never good.
No.
They were 2010. I think they were in the final. Spain who beat Netherlands. Remember Robin? Robin, the guy with the ball.
Holland or Netherlands? There's a difference.
Are you serious?
I'm so okay.
No, it's the same. Oh, this is awesome.
The moment.
Salah, are you telling me that the Holland? I'm gonna enjoy this.
I want some water.
Are you telling me Holland and Netherlands are not the same?
They are.
All right.
Do you know?
What's the capital of Holland?
Do you know Amsterdam? Their weed is allowed in Amsterdam.
What's the capital of Holland, by the way?
I'm sorry?
What's the capital of Holland?
I have no idea.
What's the capital of Netherlands?
It's Amsterdam, right?
I'm gonna give you a hint again. Dude. What's the capital of Holland?
Ah, it's Netherlands. It's Holland.
Holland is the capital of Holland.
Holland is the capital of Netherlands. Netherlands is capital.
They like themselves so much that they named the capital after Holland. But no, I was saying, yeah, the point is, Russia is the bad guy.
You're not supposed to know Europe, okay? The geography of Europe.
The geography of Europe?
It reminds me of nobody.
Alright.
Sure, nobody. But see, yeah, I was saying, you know, speaking of world politics, if they had the power, they would have not let Russia host the World Cup when it was being, you know, bidding was happening years ago. But now they have to suck it up and see this, you know. And USA is not playing, by the way. It's not in the World Cup this time. It didn't qualify. So that's...
Qatar is hosting next time?
Yeah, Qatar 2022, yeah.
Qatar is hosting next time, and they're spending on good amount of money on it.
Yeah, I think they made a new... I remember there was some controversy. I remember years ago people were saying they should not be, you know, organized or happening in Qatar because, I don't know, like it's just... I remember like people saying it's not suitable climate-wise because Qatar is a hot place.
It is hot. Middle East, the entire Middle East, whoever has like been to the Middle East or grew up over there, they would know that that place is one hell of a place. It is soaking hot over there. It's just, I can't even begin to describe. Well, now Karachi is like taking the lead in that game.
Yeah, or Nawab Shah. Remember Nawab Shah?
I want to talk about climate change. You didn't want to talk about climate change.
I don't want to. I want to
talk about climate change.
I want to talk about climate change. Now is not the right time. That's because...
We should at least talk about climate change.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in the next episode or something like that. Yeah, let's do that. Because, see, I get depressed when I talk about it. I get very depressed.
You understand that we're dying so slowly, you know? We're dying. The planet we're living in is dying. If you're not going to take care of it, we're all going to die. We're going to die sooner than we are supposed to die.
Yeah.
On our actual time.
The
ice caps are melting really, really fast. And, yeah, we are screwed.
Yeah, it's... obviously, you do know I'm from the northern areas.
Yes, I had no idea. I thought you were from Balochistan.
So this winter, it snows over there. That's a typical thing. And this winter, this is not the first time. This is actually the third time it ever happened. That every year since 3 years, the snow is reducing every year. Drastic change. This year, people over there told me, my relatives told me that it didn't even snow, like the amount it used to snow. And this is only like we're 3 years in. Can I do something about it? If the government is gonna take, because this is something you, on an individual basis, you cannot really, have like these kind of drastic change. You need a government body, a holistic approach to this problem. In a few years, not more than a decade, not before your kid goes to high school, you will be living in hell. Yeah. This place is not gonna be livable anymore.
They say our rivers are already drying up. And they're saying there's going to be an upcoming big water crisis in Pakistan. And the sad part is, even though we have the Arabian Sea, but it's still not going to matter. There was this Express Tribune headline that Pakistan might run out of water in a decade or so. Remember, did you see what happened to Cape Town, right? For those who don't know, Cape Town in South Africa was going through a very, very severe water crisis. And it was almost like drought season over there. And they somehow were able to escape that. There's a very good video on AJ Plus. I'm going to share the link that did on that on Cape Town. So yeah, I mean, God forbid if something like that happens over here, because see, Cape Town at the end of this South Africa, at the end of the day, it's still a much more developed country than Pakistan. Absolutely. They have got their shit together much, much better than Pakistan.
Well, they were late.
Yeah.
They were they were screwed. I saw this report. It was Al Jazeera. It was Vice, actually.
Vice.com. Yeah.
I saw one of the documentary over there. Dude, it was like the way people were lining up for water. It felt like, it's not that the water is not water. It's crude. The way it was, the way,
like crude oil.
Yeah, like crude oil. Like the way the situation is, I don't know what is the situation right now, but back then, like a few months ago, they literally, folks over there, they would line up early in the morning to get like 3 gallons or 4 gallons of water for the rest of the day. That was one of, getting water was one of the major tasks or the major job they have to do, apart from, getting themselves a living, apart from going to work or raising a family, getting water. Was one of the basic thing, major thing, important thing, top 10 things to do for them in the day, in the beginning of the day. Now imagine if we don't have, like the way we spend water over here, and we're obviously not taking care of our, the environment, the way things are going. Khudana kare, we face this kind of situation, it's gonna be, I can't even imagine.
Is it recording? Is it just check? I just wanted to see it.
Yeah, it is.
That's
right. All
right.
It is.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's a bit much to handle.
This podcast is not gonna go for itself, Mo. You need to talk.
Yeah, I just see when you bring up crap.
Okay, all right, you guys. I'm more depressed, guys.
You are not. You don't.
That doesn't like. Awaken the, the hair on the back of your neck, like, doesn't that scare you?
Boy, I'm dead inside.
Well, that's true. I've known that for a while. But we have something to look forward to, by the way. Football that can take.
We have something to look forward to, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, Moe is doing a movie. We have something to look forward to.
There's some time in that.
We're not supposed to talk about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Signed the non-disclosure agreement with Christopher Nolan.
Yes. Yes.
No, we do. I do look for personally. I do look forward for the movie.
But changing the topic a little, shifting the gears a little bit. FIFA World Cup is happening right now, and. Other than that, FIFA World Cup is going to be ending on 14 July. By the way, on the top of your head. You used to be a football fan, right?
Yeah, I grew up watching football. The place where I grew up, football is everything.
I grew up
watching Juventus. My all-time favorite player was Alessandro Del Piero. His nickname, I knew so much about him. His nickname is Alex. Yeah, I was a crazy, crazy mad fan.
What team did you say?
Juventus.
That's the Italian league, right?
That's the Italian league, yeah.
Right, cool.
One of the best teams. Zidane has played in that team. Let me tell you, who else is just playing in that team? Beckham is not playing in that team, but there are a lot. Zamorota has played in that team. Inzaghi has played in that team. De Vita has played in that team. I think Maldini has also played in that team. I mean, folks who like watch football right now would not probably know the names of these people because these are like all old folks. Like, and there is this guy who retired recently. His name is he was a goalkeeper for the Italian team. His name is Buffon.
Yeah, I've heard that name. I've heard that name. Even though I don't follow football, I've heard that name a lot.
Yeah, he's a very... I'm surprised he's played for so long. He used to play that time.
Right, he was the goalkeeper captain of the Italian team.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
No wonder.
Yeah, I was wondering where I've heard that. In the 2006 World Cup, which Italy won, he was the captain, right?
He was the captain of that team. And the reason why Italy won is because Del Piero scored the winning goal.
Well, we also know what happened with Zidane.
It's controversial, you know.
You know, so I wonder the what if situation. What if, in an alternate reality, Zidane did not do the headbutt and he was still on the field?
See, it doesn't.
Would have that made the difference?
It doesn't matter because that match went to because first half and second half nobody scored.
I remember 1-1. It was there was a 1-1 goal, right?
It was 1-1 or 0-0. I don't remember, but it was. In Arabic, they call it ta'adil. It was a tie. Then they went for another 15 minutes. Then there was no goal. Then they went for another 15 minutes, to the best of my memory. And the last 15 minutes, Del Piero scored he scored in the first 5 minutes when he came in the game. And in Arabic, they say the golden goal. He came in the field and he scored in the very first 5 minutes.
They called it that incident the golden goal?
Yeah, they called the entire incident the golden goal.
Are there like big Italian fans in Arab, like in UAE?
Yeah, there's this there was this very famous UAE player. His name is Adnan Tayani. He retired in 2001 or 2002, I guess so. He was a very senior player. He was very known. His name is, you can Google him. And what happened is when he was retiring, the UAE arranged a match, a tribute.
Like a
retirement match for him.
Oh, wow.
So there were two teams. There were Juventus, the Italian club. Mm-hmm. It's actually called Juventus. But since
whatever you say is usually...
since everybody calls it Juventus. So it was Juventus versus All-Stars of the world. That's how much Italian teams are, appreciated in the United Arab Emirates.
Very cool, very cool. Okay, so by the way, Russia is kicking a lot of ass. I don't know if you've noticed in this World Cup. Russia beat Saudi Arabia, like 5-0, if I'm not wrong, if someone can correct me. And then they beat Morocco, I think. No, Egypt. They beat Egypt and... yeah, so I didn't know Russia was that good. Was they ever that good? No.
They're on steroids.
I know. Yeah, right. Like the bad guys, the Russians are always on steroids. Yeah. But, okay, so let's just ask the obvious question. So, who are you supporting?
Well, you did not watch the last night's match, right? Iran.
Oh no, I've heard a lot of. I heard a colleague talking about it. He said it was very close, and Iran gave, they made Spain earn that victory. That's what I was being told.
Yeah, it was a very tight match, and I did not expect Iran to be, this close, but they played very well.
Maybe they are also on steroids.
Maybe everybody who's against the...
Let's go on Nate Diaz on this. Nate Diaz of UFC. Everybody's on steroids.
Nate Diaz is Nathan Diaz, a UFC fighter, if you don't know him. If you don't know him, you can look it up. He's one of the baddest fighters on the planet.
His biggest achievement, if you don't know who he is, he's the guy who beat Conor McGregor. Let's just go with that.
Let me rephrase that. He's the guy who tapped Conor out in the second round. In the second round.
We have to do a UFC thing, too, later on.
We should do a UFC companion, a UFC fight companion.
Yeah.
Like Joe Rogan.
Yeah, yeah. But no, guy, yeah, so you're supporting Iran then?
Iran is out.
What?
Yeah, they lost a match. I think.
So you just lose two matches, you're out? Shit, that's tough, man. I thought, oh, wow.
You're thinking this is... cricket.
Like cricket. Cricket has more chances. Cricket has like, you know, if you slack off in the first 2-3 games, okay, you still have chance, you know. But wow, shit. There's out?
Yeah, Mohi, there. Folks don't play for 5 days over here.
Yeah, damn.
Wait a second, are you mocking cricket? Are you really?
I'm not. I love Pakistan versus India.
Yeah, that's the only thing you love. Otherwise, well, there's a reason it's called test match. It's a test, you know? It's like literally a test.
I don't get it.
You know?
5 days.
I know.
Five godforsaking days, man.
In the age of social media.
You don't get bored.
I know.
Okay, I'm going to say something. People might hate me if somebody's listening. They'll hate me, but... But I'm a student of this game. I want to understand this. Okay. So this game, right? Cricket, right? They have like test match and they have like one day, 50 overs.
2020, three formats.
Then they have 2020.
2020, right? ODIs, one day.
Yeah.
And test.
Then I heard they have 10-10s.
Yes, there's a new innovation.
What's happening over here? So the game is changing every 4 years.
Basically, I'll tell you what's happening. People used to say that, you know, cricket has to catch up with the rest of the world because even... And see, I'll tell you what. Everyone knows test match is five. It happens to 5 days,
when
right?
The last time you watched test match?
It's been a long time. I think in 2012... No. Wow, 2007 or something, like a proper, I watched a whole day or something. Even then it was not, I couldn't take it.
So you, who follow cricket for about like, what?
I don't have that.
How many years you actually watch? And even
I can watch an ODI match, but I don't have the patience to watch like continuous, unless it's like super engaging or something like that.
I remember the first time I got to know about the test match, and I have this Indian friend, he told me, and he's like, hey, we play for 5 days? And then on the fifth day, you get to know who wins. I'm like, dude, how do you do that? Like, okay, if you're playing, that's understandable, you're playing, you know, you're in it. If you're not playing, you're watching a screen for 5 days. Like the first day you're winning, then the second day you're not winning, then the third day you're winning, and the fourth day you're not winning.
A lot of the matches get draws, by the way.
Oh my god.
You don't even reach a conclusion a lot of
times. How do you take that, man? Why? I just ask why. Why is it even there? Okay, you know, I shouldn't be that much of a
jerk. Living in a cricket loving country. This is cricket country, by the way. This is not football country. This is cricket country, man.
But see, I'll tell
I'm not.
I get it, I get what your point. You're not saying, we are from that generation.
I'm not clapping on one game and saying that the other games are better.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that this one game is weird.
All right, okay. I thought you were going to say something even more civilized, but you had to. It's like one of those things. I'm not saying this sucks.
It does, sort of.
Well, okay, I'll tell you what it is.
You do know it sucks, right?
No, I don't think it sucks. I'll tell you what it is. See, we are from that generation. We live in the short attention span generation. We live in the Dory. Remember Dory from Finding Nemo? Yeah. She had a short attention span, short memory. She forgets things. We're that generation. We can't handle that. We get bored really quick when we are sitting in public and we are not talking to anyone. We just take out our phones and start sharing on the stupid screen.
I hate that.
Well, we do it. It sucks, but we do it.
But it happens. Remember that famous Louis C.K. interview? He says, you know, like, people can't do that. Just sit there like a person and not touch their phone and just look around like they used to do in the old times.
I love his bit when he says that. When he said the airplane one?
Oh yeah, everything's amazing
Don't like, if you want to say it, like, say it properly.
Yeah.
What happened is
he came to Conan years ago, and they were having this interview, and this is what he said.
He's like, I was flying from New York to L.A. And there was this is a new thing at that time. The flight attendant goes up and she goes like, now we have Wi-Fi on the airplane. Now in the airplane, while flying from one destination to the other, you can be on the internet at the same time. So everybody's like, oh, that's fancy, and, you know. And I started working, and you know, I started like, you know, everybody started working on their laptop and their phones, and then there was this dude sitting right next to me. Like 5 minutes goes like, oh, this is bullshit. It doesn't even work.
Yeah, it stopped working. Yeah.
And it stopped working, and he goes like, this is bullshit, and it doesn't even work. And then Louis C.K. goes, it was such a beautiful thing. He's like, look at this guy. How fast this guy gets mad, and how fast he thinks that the world owes him on something he didn't even know existed 5 minutes ago. Like, how narcissistic of this guy. And he's like, you can just imagine that you're sitting in a chair in the middle of the sky. You're sitting on a flying chair. How amazing is that? And I do agree with that. You know, it's pretty. If you think of things in a much more lighter perspective, you know, put a wow factor in stuff around you. It'll be amazing. It's the same thing as I tell you guys about the sky and about the universe.
Here we go.
And you guys never, ever, like, even try to show some interest.
No, I show interest. I try. I always try. Come on. I try to show interest. I was the one who told you, okay, this is what happened. We went to Zamzama Park.
Oh, Jupiter sighting.
Yeah, they were having this Jupiter moon sighting or something. And because Jupiter was very close to Earth or something like that. And I was the one who told Salah that, you know, let's go watch it. So come on, man, cut me some slack. Come on.
Yeah, it was. I have to give you that.
It's the other guy who doesn't agree.
The other black guy.
It's the other guy. Okay. Oh wow.
No, it reminded me of Samuel Jackson's bit. Yeah. It's in my head.
But anyways, this interview that Salah is talking about, you guys should really highly recommend it. Just go to YouTube or just go to Google and write Louis C.K. or forget Louis C.K. Just write this. Because that's the name of the interview. It got famous by that everything's amazing and nobody's happy. Yeah. It will give you a very fresh perspective on life. It's hilarious. That's what I like about stand-up comedy. Sometimes it can open up your mind, give you a new perspective.
Because the thing is, they talk about, in order to make stuff funny, they cross boundaries, which people normally do not think of, you know, talking or going there.
Because it's considered taboo.
Exactly, because they were like, what would people say, you know? Because professor, like Professor Louis C.K. or Professor Bill Burr, you know, these folks are just, this is another dude called Bill Burr. You guys should listen to him.
Oh, I love Bill Burr.
You guys listen, if you guys are into stand-up
comedy,
you guys...
Please get out of Russell Peters' ass. For the love of God, I don't know why Pakistani people are into Russell Peters. I'm sure he's good.
He's good, but...
But he's not, you can't compete with Bill Burr, come on.
You do understand why, right?
I know why. Because it's funny. He makes, Indian Pakistani is charming.
It's relatable. Like, it's relatable for our...
I have a beef against Russell Peters. I'm sorry. I'm sure he's a funny guy. I'm sure he's funny.
Why?
Okay, I'll tell you something. Okay, truth time. I didn't know we were going to go in this direction, but I'm going to say it.
Don't diss him.
All right.
You do realize Russell Peters, Bill Burr, Joe Rogan, they're all friends, right?
I know. No,
so if
hear
you,
me out.
If you diss Russell, Bill is going to be hurt.
Hear me out. I just think Russell Peters is a bit overrated. I said it. I'm sorry. I've watched his bit. It was funny. But it's just, he's always making fun of the Desi people. I just feel, you know, like Bill Burr's stuff, content. You know, it's more than that. It's not. He's just, I feel he's always about the Desi people. And I guess turned off by that. I'm sorry. Sorry, Pakistanis.
I understand where you're coming from. I understand that.
It's just too repetitive, I feel.
I do agree. I do agree with that. Yeah. But that doesn't mean he's not funny.
It's just not my cup of tea. Let's just go with that.
You can say that. Yeah. You can say that, but to a certain extent, I do understand.
See, I agree. I get what you're saying. See, I'm sure a lot of people who listen to Bill Burr, they would say that they would have to complain about Bill Burr because a lot of his jokes are about women. So they can say that's repetitive. So I get that. I guess what I'm trying to say is his kind of comedy is not my cup of tea.
But Bill Burr's comedy, this is...
Awesome. Hilarious guy.
That's the only thing I'm going to say.
Yeah. I don't know how much time have we been talking. Let's just open it up.
And it is
44 minutes.
Wow, that
in
did not.
The,
yeah, I couldn't tell that.
In the show.
Okay, so let's just wrap it up in like 1 minute. So, yeah, man, this is awesome. You know what? I'm going to share those all the links that I've talked about.
You never do that. The only time that any links were shared was when I uploaded the podcast. You don't even share the handles. Would you please make sure you share the handles, please?
Well, why don't you do it if you're so good at it?
Okay, I'll do it. I have this episode, so I'll upload it.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
And please give me the links that you want me to share.
Sure. So, anyways, guys, this has been a very improvised. We didn't even discuss exactly what we're going to be talking about. There were a few things we talked about, but we didn't bring it up. Maybe I'll target you in the next podcast.
It's shameful that we did not come prepared.
No, it's not. It's not. Yeah, you don't want to hit. You want to hit no on that.
Oh, okay, all right.
You don't want to hit.
I mistakenly pressed on the delete button. It says, "Are you sure? Do you want to delete this recording?" I'll say yes. Oh no.
Mini heart attack. No. Yeah. So, anyways, guys, thank you for listening and. Sala, where can they follow you?
Do you ask this every time and I tell you it is Sala?
You can't remember it yourself.
I can't remember it. It's Sala underscore 021. There you go.
It took you 3 minutes.
There you go.
It took you a while. Anyways. And
follow me on Instagram and follow my Facebook page. If you guys want to, if you guys don't want, then, you know, whatever.
Alright, follow us, you can follow us on SoundCloud, please do that. You can just write Mohi and Sala podcast and it will show up. You can follow me on Instagram, it's Mohi Abro, that's A-B-R-O and M-O-H-I, Mohi Abro. And thank you so much for listening. We'll do, you know what, inshallah we'll try to do a video podcast the next time. We'll try to put it out. We'll try to work it out somehow.
Yeah.
We've been talking about, it's been on the discussion table for a while now. We'll try to incorporate that. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
And before signing off, I would like to thank each and everybody. I'm sure, Mo, you've received like messages from people. I've received a lot of messages from a lot of people who are actually encouraging the podcast and who like the stuff that we're doing. I would like to thank you. I would love to thank everybody with individual names, but I'm the dude who doesn't remember his Instagram handle. How do you expect me to remember your name?
There you go. As you can see, the level of professionalism from Sala. So I'll just take it from here. If you like this, please share. You know, share it with your friends.
Please share. Please. What are you doing?
No, I'm just saying, you know, spread.
If they're going to like it, they will share
it. No, I'm not begging or something. I'm just saying spread the love, you know.
Spread the love, yo.
Yeah, just if you think, you know, this is good, just share it with your friends and families, you know. Families, not family. Families,
hello.
Like if you're in like
hello,
if you're like bunny and you're making lots of families, you know, like, do you know, by the way, how much a rabbit has?
I don't want to know.
Want to know. They have a lot of
these
like.
These are the things Mohi keeps bringing up. I don't even want to say, like, if I have to say that, I have to back it up, but I don't want to go there.
Okay.
Like, Mohi keeps bringing up these weird facts. Like, I bring up some space fact and he's going to have a poker face. And I'd be like, dude, it's just so amazing. Why did you not get it? And then he wants us to be excited. Us, means me and Zen, to be excited on these kind of stuff. Who makes out how many times and whatever.
You lost your train of thought, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I just wanted not to say more.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for stopping. So, God bless, guys. Take care of yourself. Take care. See ya next week. And, yep, that's it. We're out.
We're out. Bye, you guys.
No, I was giving you the phone to stop the podcast.
Okay. All right. This is awkward. Bye-bye. I'm still...
You're still talking. You need to stop talking.
Take care, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Godspeed.